writing for The Sun is Mark McIntosh. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Mark. I'm sure you've looked at it a million times. Explain this to me. Can we get through if we lose against Germany?
We definitely can. The big thing last night was we wanted England to win. That's probably the first time I've ever said that. Because then Slovakia wouldn't have been on as many points. But yeah, there is a possibility that if we don't lose by four goals tonight, that we could go through. Losing by four goals would be a bit of a nightmare. I can't see that happening the way Mike O'Neill has his side set up these days. I don't think anyone could beat us 4-0, but that could be famous last words, of course, but I just can't see it.
So which countries are we trying to outdo? If we lose 2-0, who's going to suffer at the hands of our achievement of losing 2-0?
There are so many permutations at the minute. It's really difficult until all of the group games have been played. But at the minute, it looks as though we could be facing... The one that everyone seems to want at the moment is we could be playing France in Lyon, which for us would be like a home game because that's where the players have been for 3 weeks. So at the moment, if we were to even get a point tonight, that's looking the most likely game out of them all. There is a possibility, of course, that we could play Switzerland as well, which, of course, I think that'll be a game that a lot of people would fancy us to do quite well in. But just for the enormity of the occasion, it looks like it could be France if we were to get through. But that said, if we were to beat Germany and, as you say, maybe create one of the greatest sporting achievements ever in Northern Ireland, then everything changes again, because if we top the group, we could face something completely different. And to be honest, that's something that we haven't even looked at yet. I think we're all looking at it just if we have a narrow defeat tonight or get a draw, what could happen. But if we were to win the group, then who knows what happens at the moment.
So the situation is, it is all to play for, and we're not giving a whole lot of consideration or a whole lot of thought to being put out. We could be put out with a narrow defeat, I presume.
With a narrow defeat, it would take a lot of... I think it's possibly another 6 results to go against us. Like I said, if we were to lose 4-0, then it becomes a lot easier for us to go out. But if we were to lose, by, say, even 2 goals, like I said, I think it's 6 different results would have to go against us. So the odds are stacked in our favour if we can just continue to do what we did against Ukraine. There's no reason to suggest that won't happen, but knowing Michael O'Neill, he'll probably make a change or two again, just to mix it up a bit and throw the Germans, because I'm sure they're expecting exactly the same team they played against Ukraine.
Are we absolutely guaranteed to go through if we draw?
As we look at it at the moment, it looks the most likely that we would, because our goal difference is +1, and there are other teams who would be on 4 points who don't have as good a goal difference, as well as maybe a third place team on 3 points. So in that case, if we do draw, we definitely will go through.
Yeah, so let's presume for a moment that Northern Ireland do something amazing and they actually win against Germany, which we don't believe is possible, but the game hasn't been played yet and you have to go in believing. So Northern Ireland beat Germany tonight in the Euros. How does it match up? I was running through some great achievements by sporting heroes down the years. I've mentioned as many as I possibly could. This would be looked back on, arguably, as one of the greatest nights in Northern Irish sport.
Without a doubt. Certainly in my lifetime, I think it'd be the greatest achievement from any sports person in Northern Ireland. You know, some of the ones you rhymed off. You know, Rory McIlroy was one of the things as the world's number one golfer. Northern Ireland are by no means the best team in the world. We don't have any world-class stars, really. You know, we've got players like Stephen Davis, who is a fantastic Premier League player. But I think by his own admission, he isn't a superstar. And that's why we look at Wales and how well they've done. They do have a genuine superstar on their side, someone with real world-class quality. Northern Ireland don't possess that. You know, the collective is much stronger than any individual. And that's why I think this would probably, well, certainly in my lifetime, this would be the greatest sporting achievement if we could beat Germany. Because on the back of what we've already done by finishing top of the group to qualify, you know, no Northern Ireland side and certainly no side in European Championship history have topped their group, their qualifying group, from the 5th seed. So to do that and then to top this group would just be unimaginable.
It's not impossible. The Republic of Ireland have beaten Germany in recent times.
Exactly. No, it's definitely not impossible. And looking at Germany's first 2 games, you know, as Michael O'Neill has said last night, you know, there are flaws there. Northern Ireland have already pinpointed where they can get at Germany. And I think from set plays, yet again, Northern Ireland are going to be extremely dangerous. And that's what they have to do well tonight. The defence and the goalkeeper have been fantastic in the first 2 games, so I don't think that to worry even slightly. But from deliveries, from corner kicks and free kicks, it's going to be huge for us. And that was the big thing against Ukraine. It was an incredible ball from Ollie Norwood straight on the Gareth McAuley's head. And from there on, everything's perfect.
How will Michael O'Neill set out the team this evening? Because he was very defensive against Poland. He seemed to be incredibly positive against Ukraine. The Germans are bound to be more of a threat than the Poles. So will he be playing a very defensive game or not?
I don't think it'll be hugely defensive. I think it'll be somewhere a mixture between the two of them. We're always going to be set up to be hard to beat. That has to be where we start from, give ourselves a bit of a platform. And that's what they will do. Now, he may go back to a five-man defence just to keep it tight, but I don't see too many changes in the side. For the simple fact was, the way he changed it against Ukraine, he was able to get Stephen Davis on the ball. And if Noel Ireland are going to have a chance of doing anything, he's our best player. We need him on the ball. We need him pulling the strings. And what happens around that, then it just creates room for other people. So I can see us, we're going to have to be very good on the counter-attack. And like I said, from any set plays, that's where hopefully we're going to get some joy.
And what about the role or not for Kyle Lafferty?
I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Lafferty was brought back in. The big problem for Kyle was he hadn't played a great deal of football. So to play three games in basically a week was always going to be a tough ask. So I could see why Michael O'Neill maybe rested him or didn't play him in the second game. That said, given the way Stuart Dallas, Jamie Ward and certainly Connor Washington played in the second game against Ukraine, it would be extremely harsh to drop any of them to bring Kyle back in.
What do you expect the atmosphere to be like as we get closer to kickoff, Mark? You can almost reach out and touch it here at home. OK, Paris is a massive city compared to some of the places you've been already. There is a chance that this is going to be so exciting we'll not be able to watch it.
Listen, I think I'll be the same. I'll be on the edge of my seat. I'll be looking through my fingers. My nerves are wrecked. And I think the only cool people about this are the manager and the players. Because, you know, they're well-drilled. They've been planning this for a long time. This is their moment. They can't wait for it. I think it's just the rest of us are going to have to sit there and suffer.
I know it's going to be panic stations. And is there a chance that both Irish teams can get through? If the Republic win against Italy, are they guaranteed to get through?
I don't know necessarily if they're guaranteed. Like, my head's melted already having to look at Northern Ireland's permutation. So to look at another one, I don't know. I think I would end up off my mind. So I think there is a chance that both can go through, which of course would be great. I don't know if we're quite ready for us to meet the Republic anytime, but like I said, I think everyone certainly involved with Northern Ireland are hoping that we can do it tonight. But if we could meet France in the next stage, that would just be, it would be our 82, people of my generation, it would be our 1982.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. Mark, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time, fella. Thank you. Mark McIntosh from the Sun.